I think you knew of a 20-year-old boy who went to the hospital, and maybe he thought he only had pneumonia. Is that true?
And he died less than a week from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
From pneumonia?
Well, it was pneumonia, AIDS-related. It was AIDS-related pneumonia. I was shocked that this could still happen in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So it shouldn't have happened to him. Our health and treatment for it is so much better. People shouldn't die from this. But the medication is $3,800 a month, the one pill.
Really?
$3,800.
You pay that?
Yeah. Oh, I don't pay it. The federal government pays that.
Right. But this boy had not been tested.
He had not been tested.
But that was kind of his onus, isn't it? He should have been tested.
He should have been tested.
Right. And Tulsa Cares, which you support, are they involved in all this kind of thing and testing?
Tulsa Cares is a nonprofit organization that originally worked singly for HIV/AIDS education and support. Now, it's a social agency that really is working with between 700 and 900 people in Northeast Oklahoma, all who are affected with and are related to AIDS or HIV. We have a housing market, we have a food market, pantry, we have a clothing pantry for people, because oftentimes it's somebody with a lower economic standing. Mm-hmm. And there isn't a lot of help for these people. So we help them.
The Tulsa community is very accepting of the LGBT.
Oh, yeah. Tulsa, you know, I see all, well, so much political television on now, but Tulsa is a very welcoming, loving, committed city. It's one of the reasons I do like living here, is because we do care about each other most of the time. And they're good. They've been very, the city and the public has been very good to the, I think, to the LGBTQT community.
Have you felt a prejudice toward you because of
your life? Let me tell you, I've always felt from here or there somebody who was disapproving of being gay. People don't like it if you're different. But it's the difference that they love about you. It's a conflicting kind of story. I haven't ever had a lot of problem, but occasionally somebody will yell out of a car when I'm sitting, walking into dinner. They want to scream. What the hell is that about?
They're yelling at you. They know you, know who you
are.
I
don't know, but I just think it's rednecks, you know?
And I guess most gays face that.
Wherever
they are.
If you're different of any kind, everybody faces it.
If you had a chance to have any famous painting in the world, what would it be?
It would probably be a Matisse. I love Matisse's paintings. I think he was one of the great painters. And I think I'd like maybe a big red Cy Twombly, which is just a matter of circles. He just makes circles, big circles. And I saw a show of his, and it was all in red, and I just went, wow, I wish I had one of these.
Did any of these famous paintings, who influenced you the most?
Well, I know you're going to laugh at this. I think I had a profound influence of Gloria Vanderbilt because she was popular in the 70s. She just died at 92 or 93. I loved her drawings. They were very Matisse-like. She was a contemporary Matisse. And I as a young teenager, I was very attracted to those paintings.
Anderson Cooper?
Anderson Cooper's mother.
On CNN, yeah. And she had a big influence on you.
She was very influential in the 70s. You remember Gloria Vanderbilt jeans?
Yes.
They were a special jean,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
Well, she was painting at that time. Well, she painted until she died. She had a lifestyle with Wyatt Cooper that was so interesting. She had an interesting life. There's something about those paintings. They were simple and they were Matisse-like.
Yeah. Do you realize, I know you do, I'm going to call it, you were born with artist privilege. You were born with a talent, a calling, if you will. And maybe you thought that everybody was born with something that they wanted to do. I don't know if you thought that or not. This talent, this calling. And you probably thought, well, this is what I want to do. Certainly that person knows what they want to do. And you find out in life, that's not the case.
Oh, I don't understand how they could be so lost. I don't know how people could be so lost. Because they didn't have anything.
It's the few who are born with this interest and the talent to go with it. There's a small percentage of mankind that are born that way. And look what you are.
Well, I just haven't varied very much from right to left. I'm just go down the center and paint.